This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860. The answer here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean. Yep, and it's warm somewhere. It's got to be warm there, right? As well as around the world at the speed of the Internet. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the United States and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers that are out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer you. Well, joining me right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Before we start with the circus, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start off playing a little audio from the star of the show yesterday, and no, it wasn't Adam Schiff. Here we go.
Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to have more witnesses like we've had today that the Democrats will parade in here, and they're all going to say this, so-and-so said such-and-such to so-and-so, and therefore we got impeached the president. Actually, we can get more specific. We covered this a little bit ago. They'll say something like Ambassador Sondland said in his deposition, where he said, Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. And if you can follow that, that's the Democrats' plan and why they want to impeach the president. That's what we're going to hear over the next couple weeks. That's what we're going to hear. But no matter what they do, no matter how many witnesses they bring in here, four facts will not change, have not changed, will never change. The call shows no linkage between dollars and the investigation into Burisma or the Bidens. President Trump and President Zelensky have both said on the call there was no linkage, there was no pressure, there was no pushing. Ukrainians didn't even know the aid was withheld at the time of the phone call, and most importantly, as has been pointed out, Ukrainians didn't take any specific action relative to investigations to get the money released.
Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, the star of yesterday's show, Kyle.
Well, right, and again, what Jim Jordan is doing, Captain, he's giving a simple explanation for what we know now as the, you know, July 25th phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. And, you know, Captain, in my view, simple always works better. You don't have to do any kind of weird mental gymnastics to try to make it look like something nefarious was going on when you're simply looking at what transpired. And I think most of the people out there, Captain, Republicans and Democrats, by the way, are seeing this and hearing this and realizing, yeah, this Adam Schiff, extravaganza is only for Adam Schiff. It's not about helping the country, protecting it from a bad president, or anything else like that.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention this Ambassador Taylor and Bill Taylor, and I can't really say anything bad about him, and here's why. He's a graduate of West Point. He served in Vietnam. He did two tours over there with the 101st Airborne. He was there when I was there. I never knew the man, but he was an officer when I was an NCO before I became an officer. And let's just listen to what he had to say, because there's something important with what he said here, and then I'll explain.
Mr. Chairman, I'm appearing today at the committee's request to provide my perspective on the events that are the subject of the committee's inquiry. I want to emphasize at the outset that while I am aware that the committee has requested my testimony as part of impeachment proceedings, I am not here to take one side or the other, or to advocate for any particular outcome of these proceedings. My sole purpose is to provide facts as I know them about the incidents in question, as well as my views about the strategic importance of Ukraine to the United States. By way of background, it has been a privilege for me to serve our country and the American people for more than 50 years, starting as a cadet at West Point, as you have mentioned, Mr. Chairman, then as an infantry officer for 6 years, including with the 101st Airborne Division in Vietnam, then at the Department of Energy, then as a member of a Senate staff, then at NATO, then with the State Department here and abroad, in Afghanistan, Iraq, Jerusalem, and Ukraine. I retired from the State Department in 2009 to join the United States Institute of Peace. I'm neither a career member of the Foreign Service nor of the Civil Service. I am nonpartisan and have been appointed to my positions by every president from President Reagan to President Trump.
That's where I'm going to stop it. Did you catch that last part?
Yeah, I've been appointed by all different presidents.
All the presidents from President Reagan to President Trump. Now, what does that sound like to you?
Well, it sounds like, he says he's not career, but it sounds like someone who is.
Does that not sound like the deep state we're talking about, the people that are embedded, the people that have been there, that work through people like Hillary Clinton and John Kerry?
Well, sure. I think that's the only way that you last that long in terms of all those different.
So, therefore, why should we believe a word this guy's telling us? Because he was coached to say the things he was coached by who?
Adam Schiff.
Thank you. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, and we're getting ready to take the break, here comes the music. When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you the biggest lie of the day yesterday, and you can figure out who it was in the interim. We're going to take a break and come right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across the country from Tampa, Florida. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, statement of fact here, I am a customer. I've been taking Relief Factor for 3 years and 8 months now. And, yes, I've been keeping track because that's how long I've been basically pain-free, with a few exceptions because I suffer from arthritis. Now, anybody that's got it knows that it is a very painful ailment to have. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, let me suggest that you try the all-natural Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. Now, a lot of people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and you have to follow the instructions when you get it. You take it 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that's what you do to begin with to get it into your system so it will work. Now, all you got to do to get on the $19.95 3-week quick start plan is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. You'll see the little window there with a little about 3-minute video that tells you what's in it and how it works and what it does. Again, it's non-narcotic, all natural. That's what I like about it, because I got rid of narcotics that I was taking, Mobic and Flexerol, and which was giving me some side effects, and I didn't like the side effects, so I kicked the habit. There you go. And $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling, about $5 or $6 extra. You'll have it in about 3 days max, and you will be well on your way to finding out what the rest of us have found out. And by the way, Relief Factor folks tell me that 80% of the people that order the Relief Factor from this website, my website, relieffactor.com/captain, stay on it. So think about it. Relieffactor.com/captain. By the way, before I go back to Kyle Warren, I got to remind everybody here in the Tampa Bay area that Sunday from noon to 3 p.m., I will be at the Oldsmar Flea Market at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, you can come on in there and you can browse the tables because they'll have the most modern and up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, too. But they've got a tremendous private collection, including World War I, World War II, Civil War, and Vietnam-era veterans that you won't find anywhere else. And if you're a collector, this is the kind of stuff that you just go Google-eyed over. And you'll not find these collections at any other Florida gun show. Only Two Guys Gun Shows has it. And by the way, since the show is in Pinellas County, you buy a weapon, you save on a sales tax. And you can pick up your weapon in 3 days instead of having to wait up to 8 because it's in Pinellas County. Now, the show is located on the east side of the Oldsmar Flea Market next to Racetrack Road, and I'll be there in person Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. Stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you. Walk around. See what else they have to offer there. I'm telling you, it's a great little place to go. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to hear the big lie of the day?
Yes, I sure am.
And I'm not going to give any hints, but this statement right here, folks, this says it all. Now, it starts out with Jim Jordan, but then you'll hear the big lie coming up.
What purpose does Mr. Jordan seek recognition?
Just to ask a clarifying question, do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you, the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity, after the witnesses testify, to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
Now, Kyle, that was a huge lie, and here we go. Eric Sharmarella, Eric Sharmarella, Eric Sharmarella. That's the name.
Oh, that's exactly right. And
I know it. You know it. Everybody listening to this show right now knows it. And you're telling me Schiff doesn't know it? Yeah, right.
Yeah, no kidding. You know,
what a lie.
Yeah, even the little white cat on the memes that go around, he knows the name of the whistleblower, Adam Schiff. You know, come on. I mean, this is so completely terrible, Captain, for Adam Schiff, member of Congress, who's already talked about, you know, their staff talked to him and so forth. He doesn't know the name of the whistleblower. That's just a farce. And with a complete straight face, he says that's a false statement. I mean, nobody buys this at all.
Yeah, and James is chiming in, our expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia. He's saying, good morning, sirs, meaning both of us. Adam Schiff was laughing yesterday, which really upset me because this isn't a joke. These are our tax dollars that he's wasting. Well, you're absolutely right, James, and I'll tell you what. People of California and our affiliates out there in California, hear me right now. Who's the moron that voted for this guy? Who is the freaking moron that voted for this guy? I realize his territory includes Hollywood, but come on, give me a break. Vote this bum out. He's part of the problem with America wasting millions of dollars on something. Hearsay evidence, some of it, Kyle, is not heard by a second person or a third person, but some of this stuff goes 5 and 6 people deep.
Right. Oh, absolutely, Captain. I mean, if this was in grade school and you had, you know, 5 or 6 people removed saying somebody took the eraser from the board or something, nobody would take that seriously. But Adam Schiff thinks that, you know, he can parade the stuff around, and you're absolutely right, Captain. These people are somehow in charge. You know, if I was sitting there, you know, in the chamber or at the witness table or something, I'd be looking up there and saying, this is the government? I mean, this is really crazy.
Now, Devin Nunes yesterday, in 5 minutes, when he got a chance to talk after Schiff did his 45 minutes, when Adam Schiff got up there, in the first 5 minutes, when Nunes got up there, he blew Adam Schiff totally out of the water. Listen to this.
Ambassador Taylor and Mr. Kent, I'd like to welcome you here. I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber editions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel. I'll conclude by noting the immense damage the politicized bureaucracy has done to Americans' faith in government. Though executive branch employees are charged with implementing the policies set by our president, who is elected and responsible to the American people, elements of the civil service have decided that they, not the president, are really in charge.
What do you think?
I think this is very serious stuff, and it really contrasts with the lunacy and just the sort of the clown show that Adam Schiff has brought upon the American people. And I especially appreciate it when Mr. Nunez was saying about how, you know, the Democrats are culpable for the same things that they're merely accusing the president of. You know, colluding with foreign powers like Russia on the Steele dossier. And then, of course, also the quid pro quo is, as Sean Hannity likes to say, quid pro quo Joe. He's got it exactly right, Captain. That's where the quid pro quo is. Oh, my goodness. But yet they're trying to lay all this on President Trump. And why? Because, number one, they know they can't win the election. And number two, they know that if Trump continues to be successful, that their days politically are truly numbered as more and more people figure out what it is they're up to.
Within 15 minutes of this starting on television yesterday, and oh, by the way, I gotta give a shout out to Dave Webb up there in Indiana.
Yeah,
he said that he couldn't find a brick to throw at his TV yesterday. But Dave, listen, if you do find a brick, don't throw it at the radio either.
Right. Well, and don't forget, you'll need your TV to watch President Trump get reelected a year from now.
That's where I was going with this. I within 15 minutes of this starting, my telephone started going nuts with text messages and with Facebook messages and with email messages. And, I mean, it was like it was going, ee, bee, 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 and all this. It sounded like a freaking Morse code thing going on my phone. Somebody's going, what's that, what's that? And I said, it's listeners telling me how upset they are about this. And a guy says to me, he says, I bet there's no Democrat saying that. I said, oh, really? So I stopped what I was doing, and I opened up the email, and my cast of characters, because we have all people that listen, regardless of their party affiliation, because, again, this is not about me. This is not about I. This is not about my. This is about we, the people, on this program. And everybody has a voice in what's going on here. Everybody. Now, do we agree with people? No, but we respectfully disagree on some things. But in this particular case, nobody liked what they saw Adam Schiff and his cronies doing. Nobody. And they're going, I'm Democrat. I've been a life. One guy sent me a thing from New York, from where I used to live. He says, I've been a lifelong Democrat, and I am never going to vote Democrat again after this. This is the most ridiculous charade I've ever seen in my life. And the guy was a lawyer saying, hearsay evidence, third, fourth, fifth, sixth party. Okay, folks, well, I'm going to get off my soapbox for a minute. I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. We're having fun.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, William Taylor, and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent testified for hours before the House Intelligence Committee, which is involved in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Committee Chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff, says Congress has to take action.
If the president can simply refuse all oversight, particularly in the context of an impeachment proceeding, the balance of power between our two branches of government will be irrevocably altered.
But Devin Nunes, the ranking Republican on the committee, sees things differently.
Anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, too, starting with the car or the truck you're driving, or motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, snowmobile, sea-doo, ski-doo, can-do, whatever you want to do. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. Now, to find out more, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-C-I-O. GEICO.com. Easy for me. And click to, put in your zip code and you'll find out who your local agent is. Or get this one, folks. You can also get a quote online. So, Geico, GEICO.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, we've got Kyle Warren with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Joining us on the phone, I'm going to bring Dan the Man in from Lafayette, Indiana, because he's enjoying what's going on. And, Dan, before I let you go, I got to tell you, I've had two messages here in the last about minute and a half, one from Connie in Kent, Washington, agreeing with me, and one from Matt in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on our affiliate there, KNUS AM 710. He says, Captain, I used to be a Democrat until yesterday. I am no longer going to support that party.
I'll tell you what. What you're seeing on TV is a joke. And people like Bill Taylor are a joke. Mm-hmm. Find him throughout Washington. A lot of things he said was contradictory as shit was. I've never been a civil servant. I've never been a career employee of the federal government. And then he turns around and says, I've served under every president since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
Almost. As a career employee of the federal government. God.
He's been there.
Lie. Mm.
If I was in the Trump administration, I would say, who is responsible for keeping this hangover from Obama? Why wasn't this guy fired the day we came into office?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as his veteran status goes, or where he went to school, or where he served at, that's irrelevant compared to what he's doing now.
But I respect it, Dan. I have to respect it.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to respect Lee Harvey Oswald being a former Marine and Clinton McVeigh being a member of the Army.
I did, to a certain extent, respect Lee Harvey Oswald, but I had no... There's no way in hell that I condone what he did, but the fact that he served, I respect him for that, period.
Well, I tell you what, with McVeigh, the Army took every medal he had away.
Yeah.
And that's what I would see with... don't stand behind the flag. You come out and you play hard. This guy is a snake, and they're only out for themselves. And you talk about deep state, this guy's it. You got Democrats, you got Republicans, and you got career employees in Washington, D.C. That's it.
Yep.
And I think that what this guy is doing, he's mealy-mouthed about it. Oh, I'm not on either side. I served my country. Well, you're not much of a service to it now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he is ripping the floor out from underneath. It's going to be underneath Trump, but it's eventually going to come back and bite him.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as they should put, you cannot impeach a president with a nameless, faithless whistleblower, which he's not. He's a leaker. He's just a stooge for the DNC and the House Democrats. And that's the one thing that you can't bring a president down based on Adam Schiff's invisible friend.
All right, let me ask you a question. Should Adam Schiff then be charged with sedition or treason?
No, he's elected. You can make up anything you want in the House. I told you a long time ago what Gerald Ford said. The House can impeach a president at any time they want based on anything. And mm-hmm. you're seeing that come to light now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that you can't get around. This isn't the law. Like quid pro quo. This means this for that in English.
All right, well, Dan,
that was my comment.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dan, and we'll discuss that and a couple other things here. Thank you very much, and stay low up there.
Okay. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Kyle.
All righty, and there you go, Kyle. That's Dan the Man. He brings home some really strong points. Now, again, I respect people that have served their country in the military and as a first responder. Now, what they do after that, if they do something that gets them into trouble or this, that, and the other, that's a different story.
Well, sure. Well, of course. Absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate what Dan the Man was saying. And I think that, one of the reasons, Captain, why this is we're seeing somebody from the deep state, as it were, is because they have to cobble together this kind of Soviet-style denunciation of the president. That's the only way that they're going to try to get their point across, because there is no real corruption there. There is no critical mass, and there's nothing riveting about these impeachment hearings. That's why I think, Captain, the people I talked to today, nobody was interested in sitting there watching this thing and getting into the granular level of it all.
Well, while you were talking, there's three more messages that just came in here from people, and two of these people are Democrats, former Democrats. There's one here from Sacramento, California, named Jamie. Jamie's saying, I'm in the same boat as Matt in Denver. I used to be a Democrat until yesterday. I'm embarrassed for what I saw the Democrats doing. I will no longer be a Democrat. I'm changing my voter registration today. Good for you, Jamie. And here's one from Neil. And Neil is in Birmingham, Alabama. Neil says, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I've never voted anything else but he says, I'll still remain a Democrat, but I will never vote for one again. And he also said, by the way, he's going to vote as congressman out of office.
Wow. Well, again, see, this just absolutely shores up what I'm talking about. The idea that a longtime Democrat see what their party leadership is doing,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying there's nothing there, and they see what it.
How can you call yourself an American and say you support your country when you're making up a bunch of lies up there and for the whole world to see, and everybody around you knows what you're doing is hearsay evidence from second, third, fourth, fifth Smith and in some cases six parties, which would never stand up in a court of law, but it's going somewhere in the Congress. Come on now. Something wrong here.
That's right. And, you know, Captain, Americans have an innate sense of fairness. And I think people from both sides of the aisle of the major parties, Republican and Democrat, watch this kind of thing. They know it's unfair.
All right. Well, let's listen to another minute of Devin Nunes, because here he drives another point home. And this is where he just sticks another nail in the coffin of Adam Schiff.
Thus, as we'll learn in these hearings, after expressing skepticism of foreign aid and concern about foreign corruption on the campaign trail, President Trump outraged the bureaucracy by acting skeptically about foreign aid and expressing concerns about foreign corruption. Officials' alarm at the president's actions was typically based on second-hand, third-hand, and even fourth-hand rumors and innuendo. They believed it was an outrage for the president to fire an ambassador, even though the president has full authority to retain or remove diplomats for any reason at any time. Officials showed the surprising lack of interest in the indications of Ukrainian election meddling that deeply concerned the president, at whose pleasure they serve.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
exactly right.
They seem to miss the point that these people serve at the president, the pleasure of the president. Now, the problem here is, call it an experience, call it whatever you want, any other president, starting with Bill Clinton, I'll even go back to Jimmy Carter, they asked for the resignations of all these career people that were at the leadership levels or senior levels within the different agencies and departments. And they got them, and then he decided who they were going to keep and who they weren't going to keep. This president did not do that, and is coming back to bite him squarely in the butt. But I think they've woken up to this now, which is why we're starting to see some people leaving, you know, cleaning houses as we're moving along here.
Well, exactly right. And a lot of that goes because President Trump was not a career politician, and that's
now hold on a minute, because we got a caller here. Let's see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is David, your friendly Uber driver.
All right. You got to make it quick, because I've got a break coming up.
All right. Well, I watched the whole hearing today. I was totally disgusted. But the main thing I wanted to say is that it seems to me that what Giuliani and the president were looking for is 2016 information, and not on the 2020 Joe Biden is supposed competition.
You're absolutely
That's what I wanted to say.
All right, thanks to David, and David's absolutely right, Kyle.
No, exactly right. So this wasn't about future political rivals. The president was trying to go after the corruption came after our 2016 election. Exactly.
Yeah, and it came out of 8 years of Barack Obama and all the stuff that was going on there, because there was the State Department under Hillary Clinton and John Kerry who brought all of this about.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, and I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Things are looking a little better tonight, I will say that. A couple of exceptions. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Mexico, an I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 petals was mashing the metal and bears
brass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night. Big Benny had proven our style. We could tell by the smell he was heading for hell, and the devil was Dirty Lyle.
Alrighty, that's Convoy, C.W. McCall. That's a song from back in the old days, and I'll tell you what, they had that movie with Ally McGraw and Kris Kristofferson in it, and they were the trucking highway king and queen, if you will. I believe she was hitching a ride with him, which is what she was doing in his truck, Kris Kristofferson I'm talking about. So there you go. But let's talk about the weather, because, yep, we got some. Now, there is a new weather system, a Pacific weather storm system, which will start to bring rain to the Pacific Northwest, and that's at the lower elevations, but I'll tell you right now, when it gets to the mountains, it's going to be snow. It's all the way from the British Columbia line with Washington State all the way down to the northern part of California, so you know what that means, the Sierra Nevadas and the Rockies tonight, and well, not tonight, but starting tomorrow sometime, we'll be talking about snow and all the mountain passes up that away. Now, also, a developing Gulf system is going to bring rain, locally heavy, to the southeast. Some rain could be heavy enough for flash flooding in the southeast, and a weather system up north will keep conditions snowy in the Great Lakes. Again, we've got lake effect snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, as well as in upstate New York. It's still snowing up there around Watertown, I-81 north from about Pulaski to Watertown right now, and there's still a little bit of snow over around Toledo right now, and that could expand because of the way the wind's blowing right now. We'll let you know more in the next hour. Now, temperatures will slowly moderate the next few days across the eastern half of the United States, but will remain much below normal for today and probably tonight. Now, there is some weather up the East Coast tonight. We've got offshore gale winds. We've got a little bit of rain, scattered showers in the Chesapeake Bay region of Virginia and Maryland. We've also got some scattered showers, again, in North Florida, from about Brunswick, Georgia, on down to about Fernandina Beach. And, again, some conditions offshore with the waves and rip tides and all that sort of stuff because of something that's moving up the Outer Banks right now in terms of weather. And keep your eyes on the prize, because up there going across I-10, I-8, I-20, I-30, I-40, let's see, I-64, I-70, east-west, all the big east-west routes, looking good. I-80, looking good on it. I-90, you'll have maybe some trouble going across parts of Ohio over towards Toledo. Might be some snow later on the day there, we'll see. If you're going up into Canada and you're going up through Wisconsin to get there, or the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you will have weather way up in the northern part of Wisconsin, and of course Michigan. Again, as I said, the weather up there is still wintry. And in Montana tonight, you've got winter driving conditions. The Great Falls area north, and by the way, that's up there where they were, it was snowing the last two or three days. Don't forget about that one. And in Oregon tonight, you've got some rain starting in around New Medford, the coast there. And that, of course, when it gets to the mountains, is going to change because the temperatures will be colder, and it will mean a little bit of snow up there. And you still got some poor air conditions in the rest of Oregon tonight as we speak. So there you go. Don't forget about that. And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at your Pilot and Flying J closest to you, because Pilots and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I will tell you this. They definitely are stepping up their game plan, and the services that they offer there now are second to nobody's, really. They're equivalent to any of the big truck stops that you've been around and been to around the country and around the world, of course. A lot of international drivers are showing up here right now. Now, isn't that something? And the other thing is, not to be outdone, and good morning, Allen, Nebraska. How the heck are you? I hope it's warmer today than it was yesterday. You told me yesterday it was 4 degrees above zero, so I certainly hope that it's not. But anyway, there you go. And let's not forget that with the weather, winter weather in the mix, it makes it feel a little bit more like Christmas, you know? Have you seen the stores now? Never mind Thanksgiving. They're going for the gusto. They're going for Christmas right now. I was in the drugstore yesterday just to stop by and grab something. I forget what it was, but I was grabbing something really quick. And they were bringing in all the Christmas stuff to replace all the Halloween candy and all that stuff they've taken out. They were moving some of the Thanksgiving stuff they had up closer to the front with the putting the special day sales on it. And everything else was Christmas stuff that was going on the shelf with the Christmas lights, the artificial trees, on it, and all that. So here we go. Get ready. Gets earlier every year, it seems like. But don't forget that here on the Captain's America Third Watch, one of the things we do for the truckers is try to keep up with the weather and try to keep up with any traffic problems we have. And we do have a lot of drivers that chime in. Trucker Mark just chimed in. He's somewhere in Texas tonight. He doesn't know where he's. No, I'm just kidding. He's somewhere in Texas strolling on down to San Antonio. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog, if you're going back and forth, your roads look really good for you. And I just want to, while I have a chance here, play another minute long of Devin Nunez and finish this clip out as to what he had to say yesterday. And I'm telling you, he put it right on Adam Schiff and the Democrats.
Despite all their dissatisfaction with President Trump's Ukraine policy, the president approved the supply of weapons to Ukraine, unlike the previous administration, which provided blankets as defense against invading Russians. By undermining the president, who they are supposed to be serving, the elements of the FBI, the Department of Justice, and now the State Department, have lost the confidence of millions of Americans who believe that their vote should count for something. It will take years, if not decades, to restore faith in these institutions. This spectacle is doing great damage to our country. It's nothing more than an impeachment process in search of a crime.
Well, there you go, Devin Nunez. And that was his opening statement yesterday. What he said in response to Adam Schiff. And I will tell you that in the 5 minutes that he spent, the first 5 minutes, he blew away 45 minutes of Adam Schiff and his initial questions to begin with. And Jim Jordan was nothing less than a rock star yesterday. And we'll get into all that in the next hour. But when we come back from the news, Ms. Rosemary's all revved up and ready to go with a whole bunch of stuff. Going to say howdy, howdy to a bunch of folks there, too. So there you go. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Have yourself a great day. Be safe out on the highways, and I'll be right back right after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.